Two coalitions of environmental groups filed separate lawsuits today challenging the federal government's December lease sale in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. The government offered 10 million acres at that sale, all the land within NPRA that was designated eligible for development. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says he was fulfilling a pledge he made to refill the Trans-Alaska pipeline. But the sale drew only 7 bids, covering less than 1% of the area offered. One lawsuit takes a traditional approach. It alleges the Bureau of Land Management was required to conduct a new environmental study before the sale. Attorneys at Trustees for Alaska filed the complaint on behalf of the Northern Alaska Environmental Center, the Wilderness Society, and 3 other groups. The BLM said last fall it was relying on environmental studies conducted for the same territory during the Obama administration. Earth Justice attorneys in their suit say the BLM should have considered the climate effects of potential oil and gas production that could result from such a huge sale. The plaintiffs in that case include the National Resources Defense Council and Greenpeace. The NPRA is an area the size of Indiana to the west of Prudhoe Bay.